Long ago, on the fields of battle, in the year 2017, two men met to decide once and for all what the most metal things in the universe are. But there can be only one. What's more metal? With Dan Weber, Noriko Ott, and M. Rand.
Come wake up, Randy. Get with it. God damn it, Randy. Get with Jesus. Hell.
We can't tell you what to do.
That's true.
That's all. That's the whole reason you're here. We tell you what to do. Record this. Release it. What the fuck? Don't tell me what to do. What?
All right. Hey everybody, welcome to What's More Metal, the podcast where two badass, rad ass comedians, Dan Weber over here.
Hey.
Yeah. And Noriko Ott, that's me. Coming to you, we debate the most metal shit in the universe, topic by topic. Yep. Today we're gonna do most metal D&D race.
Yeah.
Race war. And
right,
it's a fantasy race war, so that doesn't make it sound better at all. Actually, now that it leaves my mouth, that sounds horrible. I don't know why.
Like you have a fantasy league.
It does, exactly. It just sounds like I'm voting on Eskimos. Yeah.
I'm taking Maori for 1,000.
What's my over under on Polynesians?
Come on, yeah, I was gonna say, come on, Tongans. Tongans are the outside.
Oof.
I don't want to say dark horse, but yeah. They are who I'm. They got the outside lane, and they don't have the numbers, but they got the heart. God damn it.
And the size.
I don't even know what I'm talking about now. Completely immediately off the rails. But coming to you live from the Mordor of Weird, Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
The Mordor of Whimsy. What do you want to
share? Yeah, sure. No, that works. I'm into that.
Spring has sprung. It's not as sad as it once was.
No.
It's flowery and delightful. But we're coming to you from Cranival Studios. Producer Randy.
Hello.
Right over here at the truck nuts to our truck.
Yeah.
I just blasted coffee into my fucking bloodstream, and I kind of want to get an apologize for last week's episode. I had some technical issues because I'm an idiot and don't know how to work anything, and Randy was super busy actually making money. So
He was on vacation in Seattle.
Yeah, I thought you were actually filming a thing for a guy.
No.
Son of a bitch. You fucking Brutus.
Et tu?
Et tu, Randy? Well then fuck you. But no. And then also, yeah, we were down in my Fleshlight workshop, so it was
honestly
like,
you did nothing wrong. I gave you a shitty cable.
Oh, that's, you know what? Double fuck you.
I didn't know it was shitty.
No,
I
should have sound checked it with some headphones or something while
you
we
wouldn't,
did it.
Honestly, it may not have come through. You may not have known.
You know,
if you sound checked it for 10 seconds,
you know what?
And the cable didn't crinkle, then
you know, I blame
off of you.
I blame God.
Okay. Yeah,
I blame God most
Fuck
of all.
Fuck you, Yahweh.
Yeah,
Fuck
for
you,
sure.
Yahweh.
but yeah, so we debate the most metal ship topic by topic. We're doing D&D races and most metal modern fashion designer,
right?
Which is which was harder to look up than I fucking wanted. I was like, I googled like metal fashion designer human skin,
yeah,
and fashion designer serial murderer, and nothing came up. There was nothing in that sweet Venn diagram of metal. So but what do you want to start with today, Dan? You want to start with
We were talking about the D&D race.
Let's,
right?
Do D&D race. I'm into it. We decide who gets to go first by doing the most metal thing possible by rolling 20-sided die, which last week sounded like a boulder from Indiana Jones chasing you because the mic was on the table we rolled on. So it was insane. It was just like,
It was also sitting on cardboard, so it like echoed a little bit.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, might as well just been rolling a fucking bowling ball off a snare drum. It sounded amazing. I just got a 19.
Six.
Ooh.
So you go first.
I just critted with a rapier.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I felt my own pussy dry up. That's how nerdy that was.
In third edition, it would also be a longsword. Rapier went all the way down to 18.
Oh, no shit. Yeah. Well, thanks for getting me off the hook there, Dan.
if you want to get real nerdy, I got you covered.
Oh, thanks, man. Got my back. All right, so most metal D&D race, we wanted to go every race available, all platforms, or all D&D.
Yeah, all editions, all campaigns.
Oh, yeah, everything. And which actually was fucking real. They had to kind of go deep dive on it.
Yeah.
And, of all the shit I looked up, I found the most fucked up one, and I felt overpowered. The Thry Kree from Dark Sun.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They are a four-armed praying mantis people. So it's a praying mantis with four arms.
Yeah.
They get five attacks when like third level.
Yeah, just native with their basically. Claws and mandible.
Exactly, yeah. And then they get so it's four attacks with their arms and then a poison bite.
Yeah.
They can jump 30 feet.
Yeah.
So gross. And they're basically like just like insect ninjas. Like and then in Dark Sun, like there's no water, so they just can just go without water for like a long period of time.
Yep. They only have to have water like once a week or once a month.
Blah. You ever just have like a big spider land on your shoulder? Can you imagine like camping with like a giant praying mantis?
Yeah.
You would never stop cold shuddering. Just like you'd see it do something like just eat a sandwich and you would just fucking lose your mind. Like just like but yeah, they were from Dark Sun, which was I've never played it, but it was your favorite campaign to run, right, Dan?
Yeah, I ran a bunch of stuff in Dark Sun for many years.
It always seemed super fucking cool, but I just never I didn't have a group during the time period when that was like just kicking off and like popular and stuff. So
yeah, it was pretty messed up. Like it's a messed up. Like, your characters are always fucking dirt. Like, you're always losers. Like, they're never, no matter how tough you get, there's always, like, a thing out there that's just 1,000 times tougher than you. So, and then that thing will come stomp you out of existence if it finds out that you're even close.
Yeah.
So, but it was super fun.
Yeah. I didn't even realize the Thry Kree were a thing, and then I was reading. I was like, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, buddy of mine.
Oh, they also have psionic powers, so they can like do all kinds of mental shit. So it's like super overpowered.
Yeah,
like,
my buddy ran a Thrykeen water cleric in Dark Sun.
Yeah,
because the clerics worship the elements instead of gods, because all the gods got killed by the dragon.
Yeah.
In it, like he just flew into the plains and murdered everyone and then just came back to where he was from.
Yeah.
So, so that was pretty, he was definitely, on the upper end of the power scale in the party. Like everybody's equal level, but he was like, nobody wanted to fuck with that dude.
Yeah.
Cause he would definitely mess you up.
Yeah. Fucking. Yeah. The five attacks is some fucking crazy shit.
Yeah, he took, well, in third edition, you could do ambidexterity. So, so he used four tridents. It was pretty ridiculous.
Oh my God.
And he'd do a jumping attack where he would jump 30 feet in the air and come down.
Oh, like fucking.
And do double damage because like, it was a charge.
Nice. So it was like the dragoons from fucking Final Fantasy.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it. That's tough. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a Thry Kree.
Yep, Thrykeen. It's pretty. They're a good choice for sure.
Yeah.
So I dimly recall a particular race. I thought it was a race, but it just turns out I couldn't. So it's not. You can't play one, which I don't remember. I don't know why I thought you could. So
you're choosing one you can't.
No, I'm choosing. I couldn't choose that one.
Oh, okay.
There was for a little while, if you played, Under Mountain in third edition, you could run one of these, and it's a Drider. which is a half drow, half spider. Like, it's a spider centaur that, like,
oh my god.
Yeah, you could play a fucking drider, and that's so dumb.
That
is such a stupid thing. But it was like, yeah, you could do it. So,
oh fuck, that's crazy.
They have poisonous claws. They have a stinger. They can web you down. They're fucking strong and quick. They're just nasty.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. Yeah, that seems also very overpowered.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Like, there were some races in third edition in particular where it was just like they would try to do that level adjustment thing.
Yeah.
And so, but it didn't fucking work out.
Like, I definitely saw that with a few things where it was like, you're like, wait, what? Like, where they did the level adjustment, but it was like, that's still fucking insane. Yeah,
it still doesn't work.
Yeah. I love riding, if you were playing a driver, you're like, okay, and for my seventh attack, like, fuck, he's got two more of these fucking things.
That's
insane.
So the drider, a buddy of mine ran this is not a race, but he ran a half demon ogre monk for a while named Anvil. and that guy was fucking unkillable. Like, he was he did grappling for the most part.
Yeah.
So he would just run up, tackle anything.
Just Zangief?
And he would tackle them and just pull their head off and then just go to the next one. It was fucking ridiculous.
Oh my God.
He was fun to actually play with. Anyway.
Oh my God. That fucking rules. Let's see. The other thing I found that I thought was really, Asimar. Asimar. They're like a half
half angel.
Half angel, basically. Like, so if the character Archangel or Angel from Marvel was a D&D character, is basically what they look like. But there's a variant of the Asimar called the Fallen, where they're half
half
fallen
demon.
Angel.
Yeah.
So yeah, they have when you do the there's an aspect like that you can choose, but so they have a black like eyes, and skeletal wings, and they can cast a necrotic shroud that causes fear and like damage. That one angel from the Crossroads video, touching people's foreheads, their eyes go dark and die. To me, I'm like, that's fucking real tough. I really liked that a lot when I was reading about it. So that would be a backup of mine with the, and plus, not to be confused with ASMR, the videos where, someone whispers cereal ingredients into a microphone.
And then you
come.
You come sleep. Apparently. I don't know what the fuck.
Just a long string of Z's come out of your dick.
That's dumb.
Thank you.
So I have a one backup of mine. Uh-huh. This was also, you could play, I don't remember which supplement you could play them in, but they became a character race, but they're called Wanti. They're the evil snake men.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
They're like most of the time like an antagonist in a campaign or like in an adventure. But there was a particular setting where you could play a Wanti, and so they're just all evil. They're a fucking serpent. They worship the serpent god, and they, you know, sacrifice, you know, flesh, human warm skins to fucking to their god, like human sack, eat human flesh.
Yeah, they all have American flag ties and they're part of the Republican Party.
Yeah, they said, "Don't tread on me." They're mostly from Texas, so yeah.
I like it hot. Yeah, dude, that's that's half snake race.
Yeah,
yeah, they really went for it with some of these. Some of these, like, there were so many like other ones that I had read about that that almost made my list. Warforged, mechanical fucking stone, wood, steel, fucking basically robots, like war things that lived. I don't know. The what's the other one? the tieflings, so they're half demons.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Pretty cool. But I don't know. Those were the definitely I chose the Thrykree, though, the four-armed mantis, because that's just gross and fucking overpowered as hell.
Yeah.
Pretty badass. Just a desert bug. And you chose the...
I chose the Drider.
Drider, yeah. Fucking, that's fucking awesome.
The other thing that I might have that I thought about was in Dark Sun, they changed all of the races. So, so even though they're like, they exist, but they're completely different.
Yeah.
And the halfling race in Dark Sun lived in a small strip of jungle and were cannibals and would hunt humans. Like, they rode dinosaurs.
Nice.
And hunted humans down and murdered them and took them back and ate them.
Yeah.
And shit. And they would file their teeth and fucking grow their head fingernails into claws.
That rules.
They were super fun.
And you could
funny.
Play them?
Yeah.
Oh, that fucking
you
rules.
You could play basically like a death pygmy.
Yeah. The other thing in Dark Sun was that the mule.
Yeah.
They're like a sterile race of half dwarf, half human.
Yeah.
Which always kind of got me that you could be a half orc, which was like a raging pig monster and human. So somebody would fuck that before a dwarf always got me. I'm like, nobody fucked a dwarf. But then I guess in D&D, they're like a sterile breed of like, and they're bred just for like forced labor and shit. And like
and gladiator combat.
Gladiator combat. So they were like...
they were also overpowered because they naturally were ambidextrous.
Oh, shit. Fucking awesome.
So dual wield is like...
That was like around like three, right? Like the...
It was third edition. No, it was second edition.
Was it? Man, everything was so overpowered, man. But I liked them because since they were like kind of a sterile breed of like thing, yeah. Like that made them like the ligers of like... Yeah. Or the Tygons.
Yeah.
Of the D&D world. I don't
They're
know.
Very nihilistic and fucking... They don't give a shit.
Yeah, pretty
fatalistic.
Fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that is the end. I think that brings us to the next topic.
Yep.
Next topic.
Yeah, I love that sound. I missed it last episode.
Do we have results from?
Oh no, we'll do those after the end of the second one.
Okay.
After the next one.
So
but, yes. So since I went first last time, Danix go first this time.
Yep.
On most metal modern fashion designer, and we went from 1900
on.
Today.
Yeah.
To today.
All right. So I did some research,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna go with a guy named Roy Brown.
Okay.
So Roy Brown designed clothes for a lot of rock stars.
Mm-hmm.
The first time he really got like well known was when he designed the red jumpsuit that the lead singer of Styx wore during the Paradise Theater tour.
On the inside cover of the album,
like they have a picture of it.
Uh-huh.
So that drew the attention of one guy, Rob Halford, who contacted him. And asked him to design leather outfits for Judas Priest.
Oh, awesome.
And then from then on, that's all he ever did. Like he designed every single, all of the stage outfits for Judas Priest from like Turbo Lover on.
Oh my God. So just all that leather daddy shit was like him?
Yeah, that was all him.
Ah, fucking rules.
Yeah. So they all look fucking badass and like, you know, just, yeah. So He designed all of the gear for Judas Priest.
That rules. Can you look up the Styx Paradise Theater red jumpsuit? I just want to see it.
Yeah.
Cause like my phone's being a real
Tommy Shaw is the guy's name.
Twat. That fucking rules. He's just all like, how easy just to walk by like some leather daddy, you know?
Yeah.
Clothing store called like Straps or something, yeah. And just be like, I guess I'll just take what's on the mannequin.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll no, like he well, definitely
cool.
He looks like a fucking fruit roll-up.
Yeah. I'm sure it's kind of, I mean.
Like, it's nowhere near as bad as like Eddie Murphy Raw. Like, it's not Candy Apple Red.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't look bad, but it does look like somebody just wrapped a dude in a fruit roll-up.
It is very
and unzipped
wilted.
It all the way yeah. down to his fucking pubes. Yeah. That fucking rocks. I love it, legitimately. I think that rules. that's a great choice. That's yeah. a solid choice. I see you went with some music angle.
Yeah.
Weird.
What okay. an idiot.
All right. I mean, to each their own, I guess. All right. I found Dan and Randy, a fashion designer by the name of Rick Owens. No. Is this the one I want? Yes. Ooh, hold on. Is that the one I want? Yes. I have to go Rick Owens because he's... This is
incredibly decisive as always.
Thank you. Thank you. How come you only have judgment when it comes to my choices, Randy? And things I say. God
because
damn
I'm
it.
Terrified.
I'm
Dan.
So Rick Owens, he's a really modern fashion designer. He started in like 94.
Yeah.
And he is this guy, everything I looked up was better than the next thing I saw.
Okay.
And I can't begin to He first came to my attention because in 2016, he had his fashion model wearing another fashion model. He just strapped one upside down to the other one, so they came walking out on the stage in a 69, just fucking wick held together with seat belts, and then one was wearing another chick like a backpack. And these are like two ladies, just like yeah. like zip tied together. And he called they look exactly like seatbelts. And he just called them loving ribbons, which is what a psychopath calls yeah. rope. It's fucking crazy. And so
it's a little tickle tether. You got
why
on
am
there.
I making? Why am I making fashion when I could? You wear her, Cynthia. Wear Tammy. It's like fucking fantastic. he's most known for so that was women, but he's mostly known for only doing men's fashion, which is yeah. like kind of unheard of. Mostly men's fashion, mostly men in wearing black, so very little color, already kick ass.
Yeah.
In 2015, he had his fashion show. He had a bunch of kind of like long shirts and like these kind of weird tunic looking things.
Yeah.
But they all featured viewing portholes for the dick. So they're just long shirts with holes cut in them, so dicks were flopping out. And it was amazing. So yeah. it's just all these dudes walk. The dude's from America. He's like from a California dude. He's like 50. His wife, 75 years old. It's yes. everything I looked up about yeah. this guy was better than the last thing I found. I found out that he was born in 1962. He was super Catholic and he wasn't allowed to watch TV till he was 2016. Then there's this music video he was in for some pop artist out of like Germany. Their name yeah. is Christine with like three E's.
Yeah.
And he was in a music video called Butt Muscle, where he's just covered in lube and writhing around on a plate glass mirror, like, and then making out with his elderly wife, and then there's also like a performative fake fisting thing that goes down on him, and he's wearing like a just like wet long johns. It's so fucking amazing. Everything yeah. I found was so much better than the last thing. His fashion's just real fucking weird and crazy. And it made me fucking laugh super hard. So that was Rick Owens.
Rick Owens.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. So yeah. Did you have a backup, Dan?
I do. I'm going to go with a lady named Betsy Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
She
sewed the flag.
No.
Oh, sorry.
That would be prior to the 1900s.
Oh, okay. So, if you say so.
So, yeah. she hung out with the... She's all part of, like, the Andy Warhol crew. Like, she hung out with those guys. Like,
postmodern shit.
Yeah. She designed most of the clothes that the Velvet Underground wore back in the day.
Nice.
And ended up marrying John Cale for a little... they're divorced now, but she was married to him for a little while. And... all of her clothes, honestly, like nearly all of the women I've dated in my life really like wearing Betsy Johnson shit. Like it's kind of colorful, but it's not too bad.
Right.
It's mostly, she describes it, a leotard and a skirt. Like that's pretty much what she does.
Hot.
Yeah. It's fucking hot as shit. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that rules.
Yeah. So, Betsy Johnson, just cause she was, you know, part of the weird, like a weird crew of party animals back in the 60s and, you know, has designed clothes for some pretty cool people.
My creative process is mostly doing coke in a windowless warehouse and waking up.
And then talking to a guy with autism. That's what we're going to do.
On a gold phone. That fucking rules. My backup, I found a guy named Patrick Moore. He's also a current fashion designer. In 2010, on his Berlin Week fashion show, he had a bunch of models just wearing bald caps and wispy beards. So they all looked like, I didn't even... like Ben Warren. They all like local comedian Ben Warren. Like, what? I don't even know how to explain it. Like... like if you like a gnome, like they look like a sexy gnome and like they look insane. Like it looks like if somebody took a baby mask and then just slapped a thin puby beard on it. It's fucking bananas. And then the clothes are like whatever, but it was also just like, and here comes a bunch of nightmares. Look at them. They're so pretty dressed. Look at the nightmares. There's a parade of nightmares. It's so great. I love it. Then he also did a fashion show where it was just straight up derelict. It was straight up like homeless couture and shit. Yeah. Like there was a guy literally in a fur coat pushing a shopping cart and like full of trash and shit, which I was like, I made me fucking die laughing. I was like, hell yeah, I'm doing derelict. So, and all the dude's shit's just like fucking whatever, like garbage. If you can imagine like, if a German guy wanted to brutalist, severe Adidas track suits, like it was basically all of his shit. A bunch of like, loose fitting, like one of his things was just loose fitting white like long johns, like the leggings of them, like, and he's just like strutting around those tucked into boots, like it's just like hot. That's a hot look. You want to look like you're wearing a long legged wet diaper? Fuck yeah, you do.
Who doesn't?
You want a Patrick Moore design? So I was trying to look for people who were just wearing like. Oh, I really, again, I really wanted to find people who were like, I wore, it's a gown made of crepe paper and napalm or whatever. Yeah. But these were the things that I found, really fucking disturbing and fun. So,
yeah.
But yeah. So my choice again was, Rick Owens. You chose,
Roy Brown.
So, so those are our choices for these topics. Make sure you go online, vote for them Instagram and Twitter, and then let us know who the winner was. And I think that brings us to polls from last week. Polls. God, what a good sound. I did a great job. I'm just going to constantly... There's layers of cannon and thunder in there, people. It's very... Very all right. what are the results, producer Randy?
So, for D&D God, with 64% of the votes, it goes to Asmodeus.
Nice.
It's reasonable. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is the devil, after all.
He is the devil. I also, I have to say, I couldn't find a great picture of Ilsenstein.
Yeah.
Which I tried, but like then I found a lot. Anything that looked cool was like mislabeled and wrong, and yeah. I was like, oh, that's just a mind flayer, or that's just whatever. So, I chose best I could. So I'm hoping that didn't sway the vote at all. But Asmodeus, he's just Satan. So yeah. Kind of hard to
the tempter.
Yeah. You got tempted with the vote.
And then for most metal D&D character with 56% of the votes, very close, Tormund Giantsbane.
You mean Game of Thrones character. How dare you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I do believe on the poll it says, who is the most hashtag metal D&D character?
Is it really?
Yes, it does.
God, okay. You know what? I'm fired again.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ. D&D
so, for
character.
The most metal Game of Thrones character Jesus with 56% Christ. Of the votes is Tormund Giantsbane.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah,
well
Tormund. Done. I mean, those were both pretty, the two choices, I think you chose the mountain.
I did.
Yeah, they're both good choices.
But yeah.
You couldn't really vote wrong on that one.
Although, Tormund did mention that he would sucked a giant's tit to grow
big and strong. Yeah, in the last, after we recorded it,
yeah.
He was talking about like, yeah, I got in bed with a giantess and sucked her tit milk, drank giant milk, killed her husband and fucking
yeah.
Got weaned by a giant.
And he was saying that to try to like impress a lady, which was fucking made that amazing.
Yeah.
He was trying to impress Brienne of Tarth, so it's just great. Goddamn, that fucking rules. We're recording this before tonight's episode drops.
Yep.
So I did find a thing on Reddit where it's just a whole, it's like bingo almost about who lives and who dies and who becomes like undead and it, oh my God, get it. We should all do it. It's going to be great. How many people we love and care for just die. We love, whatever. My best friends are about to go under the knife, you guys. And this is pretty fucking hard time for me.
I am a little leery of what happens in tonight's episode. Like, there's at least going to be a couple of people that I wish weren't going to die that are going to fucking die.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I'm going to be upset if somebody, like, basically, if just Arya dies. I'll just be like, fuck you. Fuck this show. I don't even like this show. I'm never going to watch the rest of them.
Yeah. That would be rough.
Well, I mean, I think she's going to, but I just mean, if she dies right away in the first big battle or whatever, I'm just, like, going to be very bummed. You know?
Cool.
At least they made it so she's not at least they made it so she's not gonna die unfucked.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Oh my God, Randy. I'm so mad at you right now. Fucking dickhead. Fuck. How dare you shit on the sports of what I like? God damn it. I wish I was a better friend to you to know what you like and then shit on that, but I don't ever pay attention to your bullshit. No, that's fair. You got me right in the nerd on that one, and it hurt. fuck. Okay, that was polls. Again, guys, go online and vote whenever I happen to put those up incorrectly labeled way late. Cool. I think that brings us to the Ride the Lightning round. Ride the Lightning. Yep. So it's, you want to explain this one, Dan?
Yeah. We're just going to have, Randy go on Wikipedia, select random page twice.
Yes.
Then just tell us what it is, and then we'll decide which one of those two things is more the most metal thing without having any idea, for the most part, of what the fuck it is.
We should just call it the Ride the Ignorance round, because we will not know what we're talking about.
I'm so happy we switched to this.
Yeah.
This is so fucking entertaining.
Yeah. This is immediately like... We immediately start giggling about how dumb this is, which is kind of pretty amazing.
Because a lot of times you just have to, I mean, we're just talking, like last time it was like one of them was like, I don't even remember. It was Bill Hook was one of the guys. You just have to make up what Bill Hook would actually be.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, like, I have no fucking clue.
Yeah. He was a serial Prince Alberting Hobo, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He was old riding the rails, Bill Hook, using his hook hand to catch the fucking doors as they drove by.
Turns out it was a bird.
Yeah, it was just a bird.
It was just a bird, but whatever.
Who cares? We made a guess. So what are our two?
Oh, here we go.
All right. For the first Ride the Lightning this week, we have Lionel Ganchito, or Gancito. And the second is the Jinshi Subdistrict.
Ooh.
Ooh, which one?
Those are your choices.
Okay.
Jinshi Subdistrict or
Lionel or Lenel?
Do you want to see who goes first?
I don't even see.
Okay,
why.
Okay.
You go first.
Huh?
You go first.
Okay. Lionel Ganchito.
Uh-huh.
Shinji Subdistrict.
Right.
Of course. The Shinji, which I'm pronouncing perfectly, Subdistrict.
As am I, by the way.
Yeah. So that's actually, it's in the Canton province of China. It's a subdistrict. So there's like, you know, it's Canton. There's a then in the District of Columbia, that's how they pronounce it. And then there's Shinji. It's just a small little neighborhood where everyone has their dicks cut lengthwise like a hot dog for a toddler.
I think you're confusing that from a different place. Because this Shingzi district.
Oh, do I have that wrong?
Yeah.
Are you saying that's not factually correct?
That's right.
Okay.
I'm saying that was most famously portrayed in the movie Kung Fu Hustle. Like that's where that takes place. Everybody there is a fucking ninja level kung fu fighter.
Oh, nice.
Everyone.
Oh, I might have that wrong. I might be considering that with...
Yeah, you were thinking of the...
You know, I'm actually thinking of Lionel Ganchito, who got the Ganchito treatment, which is when he got his dick sliced.
Yeah.
Again, lengthwise, like a hot dog for a toddler. Uh-huh. That way, it's just not a choking hazard. And then
he calls
flayed
that,
it open face. He had an open face dick.
Yeah, he's ganning his dick and then sprinkles Cheeto cheese on the fucking
Ganchito
wound.
He Ganchito'd it. Sometimes he puts toppings in the center of it.
Yeah.
For people to, you know, then they.
So when he gets filleted, he gives you a snack.
He butterflied it to call it something else. He butterflied his dick and he's known for it.
Like a shrimp.
Yeah. Lionel Ganchito, famous Italian dick flayer.
Famous Italian dick flayer. Shaanxi province, home of super heroic kung fu masters.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You know what? I had that totally
first
confused.
First one.
I don't know
sure.
how I confused.
I'm
going to
say, I'm going to go with Shaanxi province.
Okay, I'm definitely doing Lionel the Dick Flayer Ganchito.
All right. So
What were we actually talking about, Randy?
Okay, so we'll go opposite order. The Jinshi subdistrict is a subdistrict of Lintong District in the northeastern suburbs of Xi'an.
Oh, I know right where that is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Of course.
Known for its nutmeg. I have no idea. Yeah. And paper cranes. I don't. Anyway, go on. What else? What's it?
And then.
Does it say what it's like known for?
No, not at all.
It's not known for shit.
Probably not, dude. It's a suburb.
They might get a bus line.
It's like 18 square kilometers, I think, was the only.
Oh, my God. That rules.
And then Lionel or Lenel Ganchito is an Argentine formal professional football player who is currently player manager of Andoran Club FC Encamp.
Oh, what a good end camp.
Yeah,
that
we came close.
But that doesn't mean his dick isn't flayed.
Yeah, he could still. I mean, you know, that would help you kick a ball.
God damn. Yeah. That's Let's do another one.
All right.
Yeah.
Now that we nailed that one perfectly.
The first one is the Sunrise 4A region.
Damn. I love geography as an American. Great with geography. We all know that.
And the second one. Rich Atenito.
Okay. So Rich Atenito is actually famous. He was a touring professional. He was like a vaudeville performer, but he was known for filling his dick hole up with BBs and then knocking beer cans off a plank one by one by jerking off.
Yeah.
So
and his catchphrase whenever he would do it is like, "That's a neato."
Pling plang pling. That's a neato. If we all. He had a, but he would have to muzzle load him. You know what I mean? Like, so it was kind of, that was, the muzzle loader at Tonito.
And then it made him rich.
It did. Yeah. It made him, died of lead poisoning.
Yeah. Cause back then the BBs were made out of a heavy metal.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So,
it was tragic, but he died.
And then what's the other one? The 4-H district?
Sunrise 4A region.
4A region.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's
that's a neato.
That's a neato. I think that's the region where the sun rises at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah,
yeah. And it really is only far north or far south.
Right.
So it never happens any other place
mm-hmm.
near the summer in Anchorage, Alaska. It goes come sunrise at 4 a.m. and sets at 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. So there's like 2 hours. Actually, it stays up all night, but there's a couple of other weeks that, anyway.
Yeah.
And it just makes you sun drunk.
Mm.
That's why you go there. You go there to get mania. Like everybody in the sunrise, what is it?
Sunrise 4A region.
The Sunrise 4A region all have mad, crazy mania.
Mm-hmm.
It drives you nuts.
Yeah. Isn't that the part of the brain that the Sunrise 4A region, isn't that the part of the brain that makes you want to fuck a high-heeled shoe? Like, it's like there's that connection. I might be wrong on that, but yeah. all right, what are we talking about, Randy?
All right, so the Sunrise 4A region, Dan, you weren't incredibly far off.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Only because, and you'll understand in a minute, the Sunrise 4A region is part of the Nevada Interscholastic Activities Association and is one of two conferences in Southern Nevada 4A high school athletics. The Sunrise region consists of large schools in Henderson, Nevada, and on the eastern parts of Las Vegas and North Las Vegas.
Oh.
So people do go there for mania.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And the second one, I wish you guys had actually gotten this because the dude is pretty metal. Rich Attenito is an American mixed martial arts artist who competes in the welterweight division. He's best known for his stint on the 11th season of The Ultimate Fighter, and his nickname is the Raging Bull.
Oh. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Huh.
Hopefully he never hears what we said about it. Or we're going to get our fucking heads pulled in half.
Yeah. He probably can. I mean, a guy that buff probably can shoot BBs out of his dick at high velocity.
He's from Long Island, so probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everybody from Long Island can do that.
He probably just did it as a party trick.
Oh, yeah. hey, I just do this with hardened chunks of protein powder.
Yeah.
Fed into my. Okay. awesome. The Raging Bull. That's such a New York-y fucking, like, nickname too. That's like,
yeah,
ugh, whatever. Cool. Where are we at?
We're about 40 minutes in.
We're gonna do one more. Let's do one more and call it.
All right. How the fuck? Oh, all right.
Nice. Love that. That's good.
That sounds great.
I don't know how to fucking pronounce this.
Just make it. Give it a shot.
Clithonopes.
Oh, that, you did it perfect. That's exactly right.
Clithonopes or 2010 KNSB Dutch Single Distance Championships Women's 1500 Meters.
So what's the second one again? Like, read it.
2010 KNSB Dutch Single Distance Championships Women's 1500 Meters.
Well, I went first the other two times. Dan, you want to Give it a shot. I mean, I know which one I'm choosing immediately. It seems obvious to me.
With the what is
Clithonopes.
It? Clithonopes.
Yeah. Clithonopes.
All right. The Clithonopes. That's an offshoot of the jackalope.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Jackalopes. The Clithonopes. Mm-hmm. But instead of horns, like a normal jackalope was a rabbit with horns.
Yeah.
It's a rabbit with mandibles and and claws. It's a bunny hopping nightmare is what I'm saying.
It's a rabbit with a mantis face.
Yeah. It's a mantis face rabbit.
No one has ever wanted to hang on their wall. Yeah. of their shitty dive bar.
Yeah, I mean, jackalopes, people love to kill them and fucking stuff them and mount them in your bar. No one even wants to drink next to a stuffed Clithonope.
A Clithonope, I think, is also it's the screaming that makes them so.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not good.
That's its mating call.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Which is the same as when it attacks you.
Yeah. It's. I mean, for it, it's one and the same.
Yeah. Exactly.
It can only come when both claws are buried. Claw deep in human flesh.
Oh, yeah,
of course.
Yeah, it can only it comes in the empty neck hole of its lover.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, good old Clithonopes. I'm gonna, of course, choose the second one.
Oh, the 2010 KNSB Dutch Single Distance Championships Women's 1500 meters?
Yes, I'm choosing that one because that was the one where all of the women died when they were mauled by polar bears that escaped the local zoo. It was terrifying. They were running at first for a championship and honor, and then just out of sheer fear and terror as the polar bears came bounding behind them, tearing through their loose short shorts, rending their flesh, making the track horribly slippery for the men's 12K.
Yeah.
Just afterward. Really marring all the photo opportunities and the podium that they stood on at the end to get their medals, slippery with blood and gore, viscera.
Well,
There was not a shoe not filled with blood.
So in a sense, the polar bear won.
Yeah.
He was the real champion.
Yeah. He was the real champion all along.
Yeah.
The champion was inside of the polar bear. I mean, really, inside because he ate somebody and then ran across the finish line.
Yeah, it's Dutch, and they still sell shirts. It's like, never forget Der Red Bear. Randy, what on earth were we talking about?
I mean, that one's kind of self-explanatory. Really, the only elaboration is that it was a speed skating championship.
Speed skating!
I had no idea what fucking sport it was.
Okay, yes.
Right. Clithonopes, however, is a genus of spiders.
Yuck. Not far off, Dan.
Not far off, honestly.
It contains three species, all from Laos.
Oh, so I'm sure very lovely.
Yeah. Probably not poisonous in the least.
Oh, see what they look like.
Do they look like many-legged nightmares?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Those are bad. Those are bad.
Yeah, they don't look great.
It's got the transparent legs.
Oh, yeah. That's not good.
Yeah, that's not great. They look pretty tiny, though, so...
Yeah, they look pretty little, but they're still... They're not attractive. Ugh.
Yeah, so...
Okay, first of all, back up a little bit. When you could have just stopped at spider. Like, when you said not attractive, I'm like, the fuck are you...
They're not hot like our spiders.
They're not hot like a brown recluse.
Yeah, these aren't...
They got all that fur on them that gets my dick wet.
Some nasty ass, underweight Laotian spiders that I fucking...
Yeah.
Gross.
Yuck.
Gross.
I like curves on my spider.
Yeah, no thank you.
I like my spiders thick.
I'm sure, most spiders got a booty. Yeah, we all know that. But not real thick, you know, like, yeah. Like a nice Australian bird-eating spider that I like so much. But I think that's been the episode, guys. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. And remember to fucking tell your friends, tell somebody else, download it, throw your iPhone in a toilet.
Yeah.
Subscribe and do all that shit. We're definitely just wanting to our numbers are ticking up all the fucking time, and we want to keep that going, and it's pretty fucking fun and awesome. And then,
So, Narigo and I will be on, later tonight. You will miss it. But if you weren't there, you wouldn't hear us talk about what's the most metal, Game of Thrones episode. We're not going to do that at any other time.
Yeah.
So it was live or nothing for you. And also, we're both on a show on Wednesday at Helium, the Dirty Dozen show, which if you're a fan of this podcast, that will be the comedy show that you want to see.
Oh, right? For sure.
Because it is going to get mooey fucked up.
I'm working on a new joke about Joe Biden, so you should come and check it out.
And I got a lot of stuff on child molesters.
Perfect.
That I'd still tell at every open mic, but it's going to be special this time.
Great. Yeah. I can't wait to hear the twist on the original. I know what joke you're talking about, and I love it.
Yeah.
So, definitely come do that. And then Tuesday I'm doing my show at Cool Kids Comedy Show at Doug Fir. So, come to that. April 30th. So, all right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
And
go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Eat a dick. Studios.